What is up? What is good, everybody? Welcome to episode 13 of Dynamic Discussions. I'm your host, Dylan Eckes. Quick shout out to everybody who has tuned into the episodes and the show and the podcast. I truly appreciate every single one of you. We're almost at 100 subscribers and we're well into the triple digits for downloads, and I couldn't be doing this without you. If you're into personal development, if you want to take your performance to new levels, expand your mind, grow your business, and take your performance to new heights, then this is the podcast for you. Through guest interviews and solo podcasts, my goal of the show is to bring you tips, tricks, tools, and hacks to inspire and motivate you to become a better person, to give you a kick in the ass, to give you the motivation to succeed. That's what this show is about. We don't have any ads on the show. We have no fees. The only thing I ask of you is if you like the content, if you think it's good content, please share, like, follow, subscribe, and post the show on social media. You can find me on Instagram at dynamic.podcast and on Twitter at Dylan_Eckes1. If you have any questions, concerns, critiques, if you want any topic suggestions or potentially get onto the show, you can email me at dylan.eckes1@gmail.com. With that being said, today is a little bit of Monday motivation for you guys. Listen, we live in a fucking chaotic world. There's a lot of negativity, a lot of uncertainty. A lot of people don't know what's going to happen next. They might be unemployed. They might be broke. They're struggling, and it's very easy to get caught up in that negativity. Today, I'm going to clear up some of that for you. I'm going to give you three simple ways to bring clarity back into your life, give you that mental reset that you need to move forward. Because let's face it, guys, if you're one of those people who are struggling with their business, might be unemployed, might be a little bit broke, might be struggling with your motivation to get back into the gym or the diet or whatever it is, we need to have a moment of clarity. And the only way to do that is to take a step back, gain control of your life, gain control of your reactions to your everyday scenarios and everyday situations. Because let's face it, guys, if we just sit around, if we complain, if we mope, if we continue to go through Twitter and get pissed off, if we continue to read the news and get pissed off, we're not going to accomplish anything. And that is where these three simple suggestions and tips will bring that clarity to your life, will bring you back to center, will bring you back to the path of positivity. And number one is meditation and visualization. If you listened to my podcast leading up to this, if you listened to the podcast with Cragen, you'll understand that I'm a huge, huge believer in meditation. I'm a huge, huge believer in visualization. Because let's face it, guys, we all have goals and dreams and visions, and a lot of the average population will live with being complacent. They'll live with settling and not reaching their full potential. And it's sad. And the goal of this show is to make sure that if you do have those goals and if you do have those dreams that you don't think you can accomplish, that this show gives you the motivation to accomplish that. So the first thing is meditation and visualization. For me, it is the most crucial part of my day. I do visualization several times a day. Anytime I get a chance to, I put myself into a scenario where I imagine life being the way I want it to be. If I'm driving down the road and I'm driving my little Jeep Compass, I imagine I'm driving a Porsche. If I'm driving to a meeting, I imagine the meeting is going to be a success. If I'm in the gym, I imagine what my body, my physical appearance is going to be because of the work ethic that I'm putting in. Meditation is something that I do twice a day. Once I start out every morning with a meditation to give me clarity, visualize what I want to accomplish in the day, visualize and meditate what I want my relationships to look like with my clients, my family, my wife. I visualize and meditate and put myself into a almost spiritual mindset. And the reason I do that is because when I get up and get my day started, I want to have a clear path and a clear destination of where I need to be by the end of the day. The second time I meditate is right before bed. And the reason being, guys, and I see this with a lot of entrepreneurs or people who are highly successful or high performers, is a lot of them, they struggle with sleep. And for me, I've tried medications, I've tried breathing apparatuses, I've tried it all when it comes to sleep. And so what I do right before I go to bed is I give myself around 30 to 45 minutes, sometimes an hour, of decompression time. I let my body decompress. I let my mind decompress. I close my journal. I close my laptop. I either put on a PlayStation or put on a movie and just sit there and relax and take my mind off of all the stress or anxiety or tasks that I have to accomplish. Then when I go to bed, when I meditate, I put on a soothing, calm music, or I put on a meditation app. I use Meditopia. And what I do is I simply take 5 to 10 deep breaths and visualize myself in a calm, relaxed environment that I know will allow me to decompress my mind and my thoughts. Number two is breathing techniques. This is something that I've been implementing into my life for about 2 years now. I've been really conscious and more aware of it the last probably 2 months, is taking the time to take deep breaths, to relieve anxiety, to relieve stress, to relieve anger or frustration. I do the breathing techniques in a way that completely brings me back to center. It completely takes away any negativity and puts me back on the path to positivity. If you get an angry email or somebody cuts you off in traffic, take the time to do some breathing exercises. When I say breathing exercises, 3 to 5 deep breaths. What I do is 6 seconds in, 6 seconds of holding it, and 6 seconds of exhale. By doing these 3 to 5 deep breaths, you'll completely recenter yourself and you'll be able to re-engage in a positive manner. Number three, start your day with a win. This is something that I've talked about several times on the podcast leading up to this. This is something that I express on every single episode I've done so far, is if you want to become successful, if you want to start seeing the fruits of your labor come to fruition, if you want to start bringing clarity back into your life, what we're talking about today, start your day with a win. Start your day with something that you can be proud of and you can check off as a victory. What I do, I've said it before and I'll say it again, is I make my bed. That's the first thing I do before I get out of bed. The second thing I do is prime my body with nutrients it needs, and that is water and vitamins. And if you're not the type of guy to wake up and want to get started on your water routine or making your bed, do something that's going to put you into a mood of fulfillment and accomplishment to start your day. Always start your day with a win, whether that's working out, whether that's writing in your journal. Put yourself into a position to win the day. And by putting yourself into that positive situation and in that positive environment, you're going to give yourself so much more clarity on what you need to accomplish, what you need to get rid of in terms of toxic or negativity within your own mindset, and put yourself into a position where you have the clarity to succeed, you have the clarity to become accomplished for the rest of your day. This has been another episode of Dynamic Discussions. I appreciate every single one of you. Like I said, if you enjoy the content, if you like the content, make sure you like, follow, subscribe, and share the show. Tag me on the social media @dynamic.podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.